This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Audio Archive. Just Eddie here this week, and when it's just me in the studio, I get to play whatever I want. And this week I'm going to play an hour of obscure post-punk slash indie bands, or two of them in fact. I'm going to start with the Scottish band The Associates, and then in the second part of the show we're going to go on to the Sheffield band The Comsat Angels. But the Associates were a pull indie pop band, and they formed in 1979 and split in 1982, sort of on the verge of actually going somewhere and doing something. So we're going to start with a track from their singles compilation. I think it's 1981's Fourth Draw Down. This is White Car in Germany. I couldn't play this song without doing a shout out to Roger Thomas. This is the man who introduced me to the Associates and to a lot of electronic music in general. So White Car in Germany, it's going out to you, Roger. Thanks a lot.
Rob's alternate stimulus. There's an exhibition of chicken trembling given by the Ladbroke Grove Buddhist Girl Pipers. At Chiswick Bars, there's the washroom attendant's annual flannel dance and Zabaglione show. There's barrister nudging at Q, and the two-man inter-rabbi bobsled championships will be held as usual down the escalators at Leicester Square Tube Station. That, of course, is weather and platform tickets permitting.
Those first impressions, that was the 12-inch extended version remix of that song, which was a thing that was coming out in the early 80s, 12-inches and remixes and such like. It was all brand spanking new back then. Anyway, you're listening to the Audio Archive on MPR, Manawatū People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatū. Just Eddie here, and we're bringing you some associates until the break at least. Up next, we're going back to the fourth drawdown, which is admittedly the associates material that I'm familiar with. Actually, I'm most familiar with their first album, The Affectionate Punch, but I actually own a copy of that, so can't bring it into play, any of you. But the fourth drawdown is a compilation of the associates' early singles. So we're going to go back there again, and we're going to that one again, and we're going to play Kitchen Person. People used to call me a kitchen person back in the day because I would always be in the kitchen at parties. That's a what? A Jonah Loon song? Anyway, on with the show. To the associates, Kitchen Person.
I'll be to the house.
kitchen person. That's the associates again there with... It's an eclectic approach, but that's from the earlier stuff. And we're coming up to the break, and that means we're coming up to the end of this particular associate section of the show, and we'll be returning after the break with the ComSat Angels. But we'll take you out with probably the high watermark for the associates. This is the 45 Party Fairs 2. It was actually, I think it got to number 9 in the British charts and was going to set them up. They were going to tour on the back of it. They could have potentially gone many places, but one of the two main members of the group, Brian McKenzie, pulled out at the last minute, and the whole thing sort of went plots on its face. And there's a reason you've never really heard of the associates. So here we go. We're going to take you to the break with Party Fairs 2.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
Okay, and we're back from the break on the audio archive. So before the break, we had the associates. This side of the break, we've got the ComSat Angels. Now, the ComSat Angels are a post-punk, or as I prefer to call it, an indie band from Sheffield. They're active from 1980 to 1983. In this particular stanza of their existence, they put out a total of seven or eight albums, of which I have the first, third and fourth here this evening. So one of the comments about the ComSat Angels is that they are abstract pop with sparse instrumentation and a bleak outlook. I guess that's what happens when you name yourself after a J.G. Ballard short story, which is what actually attracted me to the band in the first place. So we're going to start with a track from their first album, Waiting for a Miracle. Hell, we'll play the title track, Waiting for a Miracle.
Come on!
When a sky full of tears is threatening to fall, don't stand in the way, come inside, close the door. The sky will clear again after the rain, after the rain. When the clouds overhead capture your heart. Let them know you are strong. You will not be caught. The clouds will blow away after the rain.
After the Rain, the first track on the album Fiction from 1982. That was, of course, the Comsat Angels, and you're listening to the audio archive on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu. It's Eddie here, and I'm bringing you some indie oddments, as it were. Turn that one off. So we're back to... It's the 1983 album Land next. This is a relatively recent acquisition. I forget where I got it from offhand, but it's bowled into the collection over the last year or so. So it's going to be a track which I know the track of old, Independence Day. It was I think Barry Jenkin used to play it on the good old Radio Hauraki back in the early 80s. So this is where I first got into Comsat Angels. The Barry Jenkins put me onto an awful lot of good music back then. So here we go, Independence Day from the album Land.
I can't relax.
So that was another track from the first Comsat Angels album, Waiting for a Miracle, and that was Missing in Action. You're listening to the Audio Archive, and we're coming up to the end of the show, but we've still got time for a couple more tracks left. So up next, we've got another track from the Comsat Angels' fourth album, Land. This is 1983, so best part of 40 years old, all of this material. It still pretty much stands up. I mean, you know, it's not truly great art, but then again, it ain't absolute rubbish either. So here we go with a track called As Above, So Below.
Out of reach, up in the air, who knows how to be.
As above, so below, the ComSat Angels. Well, we're coming up to the end of another edition of the Audio Archive, so one more track to go. But before I go, as ever, I'd like to say thank you to the good people at MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu. That would be Hugh, Sam and Fraser. Thank you very much. And I'd like to thank you, the listeners, for sitting down and actually listening to what I have to offer. I hope you've enjoyed it. Hope there's been some music that you won't have heard before there. So one more track to go. We're going to go back to the third album of the ComSat Angels. That would be Fiction from 1982. And we're going to go out with something. They've got something to say about capitalism here, because the title of the last track I'm going to play is Juju Money. Thanks for listening. Cheerio.
Yeah.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.